If he told the truth, then this has to be a tremendous law, people. This has to be a tremendous promise in God's word, and it is. If he lied here, then he lied everywhere. He either told the truth all the way through, or he told it no place. We either are going to accept all of God's word or none of it. Right. And it's remarkable how he said, when you pray, believe. At the time you're praying, believe, you've already got God's answer, what you prayed for, and you're going to absolutely have it in the future. Now, why is it? Why is it we can trust a man's word? The man says, I'll come down at 12 o'clock tomorrow or 2 weeks from tomorrow to do so and so for you. We trust him. But God's word says, when you pray, believe you've already got it, you shall have it. The moment we start praying, old Satan lodges a little doubt in our mind. He say, well, never had a prayer answered before. I guess this one won't get answered either. See? Isn't that something? That's why the greatest law in the world is set here, and all of you people sat in my classes know how in the early stages of the classes I developed this law and show our people that this is the greatest law in the entire world, because we are where we are because of our believing. No person ever rises beyond what he's able to believe, and no person can believe beyond what he's taught. You can't believe beyond what you're taught. And we are where we are tonight because of what we believe. We'll be tomorrow where our believing takes us. And the greatest believing that takes us the furthest is that which is built upon the integrity and the accuracy of God's word for children, young people, and adults. This is the first blank check in the Bible. And like all 10 of them, you never get anything for nothing. There's a law involved in all of God's greatness. And the basic law in all the blank checks that he has set in the word of God is to believe. Secondly, you just can't pray for anything from soup to apple butter. You can only pray for that which God has set forth in his word, which belongs to you. This word, whatsoever, what things soever, when you pray. That what things soever does not mean you can just pray for anything, what thing. That word whatsoever means you can pray for whatsoever he said you can believe for. Right. Think that and through. You're not going to hang me on that scripture. You all know that. You know why? If you'd say you could just pray for whatsoever you wanted to pray for, you know what you could pray for? That old theological argument that God would make a bigger stone than he's able to lift. Because if God's almighty, what you going to do with that? And he's all-powerful. If he's all-powerful, he can make a big stone, can't he? It's been an old theological argument. But you see, what they're looking for is how to belittle the word and how to get out of it. The word tells you what you can pray for. It puts the whatsoever things into a category. And I want to assure you, we have not outbelieved God's potentialities for us. We have not as yet risen up to our great and wonderful sonship privileges in our believing. And therefore, when he offered this blank check, it's blank to the end. You can write in any amount that he has stipulated in his word. And his amounts that he has stipulated in his word are far beyond the manifestation of the believing in most Christians' lives in our world today. When I wrote this first check in this mountaintop checkbook, I wrote it, had it written, printed on regular check paper. It has a stub in the left hand like a check is supposed to have. Some people never keep the stub in. Then when the report comes in from the bank, their statement doesn't agree with the one they have in the checkbook. I think I heard this a couple times from some of my friends. But it has a check stub in here, where it simply says the date to whom it's written, and Father, I believe thy promise and receive thy forgiveness for my failures to honor thee as I should. Amen. My sincere desire, and then you put down, and then the balance at the bottom says unlimited. So you draw on the bank of heaven. When you get through with your believing, the resources are still unlimited. You can go to your check stub anytime. It says it's unlimited. And on the major part of this check, in your mountaintop checkbook, it says the kingdom of God among you and within you. And it has up here in this line, you know, like the city, New Knoxville, Ohio, or St. Mary's, or Wapakoneta, or Columbus, or Sydney, or Timbuktu. It says here, heaven. Then it says 19, something, you fill in 66. And then every check has a series of numbers behind the date. And I learned also, since I have published this, that today they're beginning to put numbers at the bottom of the check, so when they're getting ready to do this electronic separation and stuff, from now on they'll be able to do it a lot faster. You know, we're always looking to do things faster, so we got more work doing things faster, so we never have any time to rest. I haven't figured it out. Maybe some of you people have, huh? That's right. We have less time today than we had 2 weeks ago. Seems like next week we'll have less time yet. Well, anyways, hardly anybody has ever recognized what I endeavored to do here with these numbers. Just like a regular check, the first number is 1-4-7. And below the separation line are the numbers 3 and 24. This tells you, in every check, what bank it's drawn on, who's responsible for it, and so forth. What clearinghouse it goes through. Well, 1 always stands for God in the Bible. That's why I put this in here. The number 4 in the Bible always stands for the world number. People may ask you sometime, why do we have 4 Gospels? Have you ever thought of it? Why do we have 4 Gospels? Why not have 1.5? Why not have 1? Why not have 2? Why not have 3? The only answer I know is that God, who is the author of the 4 Gospels, was dealing with Jesus Christ, His Son, here upon earth, and the 4 Gospels are His message to the world. That's why you have 4. And when you have covered the 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there is no stone left unturned to completely teach you everything that Jesus came to do to redeem mankind and the world situation in which we're involved. That's why you have 4. So the word 4, the numeral 4, the number 4, always stands for world number. 7 is the third number, and the number 7 stands for perfection. When something is perfectly perfect, it is always the numeral 7 in the Word of God. The 3 underneath does not stand for the Trinity. The 3 underneath stands for our God, one God, who was in Christ Jesus, who is the Father of all who are born again of God's Spirit. That's what it stands for. It stands for the nearness with which God has always dealt with His people. And this numeral 3 is a tremendous number in the Word of God. And the final number on this blank check, like they are on all 10 of them in this mountaintop checkbook, is the number 24, which, biblically speaking, is the redeemed of the old covenant and the new. The 24 elders you read about in the book of Revelation tells you exactly this. These are the numbers that are on every one of these checks in this mountaintop checkbook. And this is why, when you fill it in, it's paid to the order of. Well, if it's your opportunity to believe, then you pay it to the order of. We have people taking these blank checks. They know someone has a need somewhere, and her name is Mary Salome. So they write in here, pay to the order of Mary Salome. Tear it off, put it in an envelope, and send it to her. What more positive thing could you do? Because it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe, you've received them, and ye shall have them. the wonderful testimony to the person who has that need. You're just giving them a blank check signed in with their name, and it's signed not by you. It isn't signed by me. I'm not good enough to sign a check this big. I'm tremendous because I'm a son of God, but I'm not that big. You're tremendous if you're a son of God, but you're not big enough to sign this. This is signed by Jesus Christ, because it is He who gave His life so that whatsoever you believe and pray for, you and I can have. And this is why He signed it. It's signed by Jesus Christ, as all these 10 checks are. And the Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same what? Yesterday, today, and what? Therefore, these checks are guaranteed by God, for He has signed them in His Word with His Son, Jesus Christ. Every check is like this in the entire mountaintop checkbook. The second blank check is in the Gospel of John that I want to share with you. Now, since I've told you the mechanics of this setup, I think you'll really appreciate the greatness that the inspiration I had in my heart when God gave me this originally and how He set it up. The second one is in John chapter 11, verse 22. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will what? Give it thee. Whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. And if you'll note, in the context again, we are here talking about someone who has died, namely Lazarus. And it is Martha who says in verse 21, the sister of Lazarus, Martha said it. Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not what? I know. I want you to see who said that.